Welcome back, witches, to Majestic Enlightenment Vibes with your voodoo queen, Nisha. And today we're going to talk about the different type of waters that we can use in our spiritual journeys and in our rituals. First, we have the holy water. Holy water, you need a bowl, water from spring, river, or creek, and some salt. This water is charged with pure divine energy, your energy, okay? The uses for this water is for spiritual cleansing and to cleanse and concentrate your tools. Our next type of water is always every bruja, every witch's favorite, moon water, okay? You can make moon water for every phase of the moon, okay? The first water is new moon, and that's for fresh start, setting intentions, and cleansing. Then our next moon is waxing moon, and that's for growth, planning, and taking action. And then after that, we have the full moon, which is for power, success, goals coming to fruition, charging items. Waning moon is releasing, letting go, and banishing. Now, all you need to do is take a jar, sit outside, and charge it in the moon, and make sure that you get your moon water in the house before the sun rises. So next we have storm water. Storm water is collected from thunderstorms and is charged with the powerful energy of the storm. This water can be used to supercharge your water magic spells. Okay, and the next water that we have is snow water. That's collected from the first snow of the season. It can be used all year. Okay, it has all the magical properties of water and ice. Okay, the uses are to chill out chaotic situations or an angry person, to cleanse negative vibrations and bring peace. It also holds transformation properties because it switches from a liquid to a solid. Okay, our next water is rose water. So rose water is made from roses and just water, and Himalayan salt is what I put in mine. So you could take 1/4 cup dried roses or 1/2 to 3/4 cups of fresh roses. You put them in a pot of 1.5 cups of water with a little bit of Himalayan salt in there, and you boil it for about 30 minutes or until the roses loses their color. Once that's all said and done, you take that, you let it cool down, and you strain it into a cheesecloth or with your strainer. You can store rose water in the refrigerator for 7 weeks or on the counter for 1 week. Okay, the uses for rose water is water for magic spells, for magic love spells. It's for pouring to bathtubs to attract love, and it's also to use in psychic and protection spells. Our next water is sun water. The sun water is charged by the sun. Please make sure that you bring it in before the sunset or before the moonlight touches it. Okay, its uses is for charging tools and altars for sun gods, giving spells or rituals a boost of energy, help grow an intention, cleanse space or objects, and help in healing rituals. Our last water of them all, lucky number 7, war water. War water is not rooted in hoodoo. War water is a defensive form of protective magic. It's used to remove disruptive forces from your life and restore peace. It can also be used for cursing. What you need for the war water is cut iron nails, Spanish moss, and if Spanish moss doesn't grow where you live, you can use cayenne pepper or wormwood for a substitute. Water, preferably from the swamp or a pond, but you can use it from your bottled water or from your faucet as well. Let it sit for several weeks, breathing it, not literally breathing it, people, okay? You're just opening it to allow it to oxygenate, okay? To speed it up during the first week. Once all that is said is done and it's done and it's ready to go, it'll start to be black or really red and it'll have a real bad swampy smell. Okay, to use it, you break the jar on land, doorstep, or at the feet of enemies. Whoever walked through will have a curse casted on them. If you're not with all the breaking of jars and stuff, which I totally am, I'm with all the shit of it, you can sprinkle around your land for protection, or you can use it in your protection magic or in your cursing jars. And that is all we have for our 7 waters. Thank you for tuning in, witches. You guys have a blessed and wonderful day. And I love you guys, and I'll tune in with you guys tomorrow.